Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome in, Monday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM. We're going to talk some track and field with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, the co-ed state track and field meet coming up at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, and that will be this weekend, so we will talk about that. Also, we'll take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports. Plenty of things to discuss. Your chance to win with Race to Win, and also, between now and 7 o'clock coming up tonight, your chance to win $100 in the month of May, courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. All that coming up. It is Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. And we welcome you, Monday edition. The Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour for this Monday, May the 15th. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Alex Kuhn will be in and out. He's still our producer, I guess, even though he's now co-host of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Producer to come in the offing, if you will. That'll be here in just a little bit. We welcome you into the show here today. As we mentioned, we're going to preview the state girls and boys co-ed track and field meet coming up this weekend at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. We will do that with Jeff Linder. Does a great job with that, covering it for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And we'll talk about who he believes will come out on top as far as the team champions, how the individuals will go, and plenty more. And we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Tonight, we've got Game 7 between the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. Coming your way, 7 o'clock, we'll join up with the pregame, 7:05 with the tip-off from Boston. Winner moves on to take on the well-rested Cleveland Cavaliers, who have had a week and a half now to sit around and think about it, as the Eastern Conference Finals will get underway, and that will be coming up on Wednesday with Game 1. Then tomorrow night, which should be very interesting, and I know that there's been a lot of talk on ESPN Radio today about it. Game 2 between San Antonio and Golden State comes up tomorrow night, and we'll have that at 7 o'clock with an 8 o'clock tip-off for that one on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Will retaliation be coming? Listening to Greg Popovich today, I'm thinking it is a very well-orchestrated yes. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon. That'll be interesting to see. And interesting weekend in the world of sports. And not too far from here, Iowa baseball with quite a dramatic victory over Ohio State in Game 3 of that series yesterday. NCAA regional golf underway. The Colonels are back at home for a doubleheader at 5:30 this evening. And another interesting week ahead. Looking forward to it.
Yep, looking forward to it as well. What a very interesting weekend it was, and hope all the mothers out there had a great Mother's Day. What beautiful weather for it, though. A lot of people got some things done in the yard, I think, and helping out Mom yesterday in the yard a little bit. So kudos to you if you were one of those people that got out there and did that. One of the big stories of the weekend, maybe the biggest story of the weekend, last night at Yankee Stadium, the retirement of the number 2 for the New York Yankees for Derek Jeter. I thought it was a pretty good ceremony last night. I'm not a big New York Yankees fan, but I tuned in to watch because I've always had a lot of respect for Derek Jeter. I think he's a terrific player. Was my oldest son's favorite baseball player was Derek Jeter. So, he's a quality guy. And there has not been much at all, if anything, written or said bad about Derek Jeter. And just to see him honored last night, I thought was pretty special, pretty cool.
Yeah, I did too. And it's the 22nd time the Yankees have retired a number. I mean, some of them are duplicates.
Right.
But I think the Yankees by far the franchise that has retired the most numbers, but this one was well deserved. And the captain taking it all in last night. Spike Lee, of course, had to be there in the front row, getting a ball from Jeter. But
That's fine.
Pretty cool.
That's fine. That's fine. Yankees are out of single-digit numbers now. That if you just sit and think about that statement for a while, all the people that have worn single-digit numbers for the New York Yankees over the years, and just go down the litany of the monuments out there. And again, I'm not a big New York Yankee fan, but I realize it is a terrific, terrific organization. And also the fact that, you know, when you go to Mantle, just down the line, Ruth, Gehrig, everybody that wore single-digit numbers for the New York Yankees. And it's pretty awe-inspiring, to be honest with you.
Yeah, in the 30s, the Yankees, maybe some other teams as well, had their position players and gave them single-digit numbers. And I think that has as much to do with retired jerseys as anyone. The single-digit numbers retired for the Yankees: number one, Billy Martin; number two, Derek Jeter; number three, Babe Ruth; number four, the first one to have his number retired, Lou Gehrig; number five, Joe DiMaggio.
Not bad.
Number six, Joe Torre. I think I'm mentioning all Hall of Famers here, too. Number seven, Mickey Mantle. Number eight,
of course, made famous by the Seinfeld episode, Seven.
Number eight, two individuals, Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey. Number nine, the only non-Hall of Famer, Roger Maris.
Yeah, and of course, we all know what that story, obviously, for Maris.
Phil Rizzuto, number 10, is taken.
Mm-hmm. Roy White also wore number six, too, before Torrey did.
Good player.
And he was a terrific player as well. Pretty neat ceremony, too, last night. Yankees always do it upright, so I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty cool. If you'd like to comment, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Know there are a lot of Yankee fans out there, a lot of Derek Jeter fans out there as well. What'd you think about it? And again, that's 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And love to hear from you out there with that. And you can also reach us via the phone lines, 319-366-1600. A few other things from the weekend I want to get to, but first, take care of some things from today. You mentioned Iowa baseball with the big walk-off yesterday. Big victory for the Hawkeyes as they've clinched a spot in the Big Ten tournament for the fourth straight year. Congratulations to Rick Keller and the rest of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Very interesting. Great to see Corbin Woods have a great senior day at-bat yesterday, hitting the home run for Iowa. Rick Keller had a hunch, a Lou Brown-type hunch yesterday, and had Corbin hit and hit a big, big shot yesterday in that game.
Yeah, Iowa was down 9-2 in that game, and Corbin Woods hadn't had a hit since April and just kind of has hung around. You remember him in high school. He's a heck of a football player, great receiver.
Yeah, and this great all-around athlete.
And his brother was as well. And I've known the family for years. Kurt Woods, great all-around athlete at Prairie, I think was on the last baseball team at Iowa State. And Karen Woods, that's a Charper, Karen Charper, so good bloodlines there. But no, Corbin knocked a three-run homer to tie the game, and Robert Nystrom won it with a two-run blast over the center field fence for an 11-10 victory. And by the way, the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn will have Jake Adams on the show today. Jake with 19 home runs and the Big Ten Player of the Week this week. So,
second time.
Iowa still has a chance to win the Big Ten championship. The Hawkeyes go to Illinois for a series this weekend. Iowa's 13-8 in the league. Illinois stands 8-13. Nebraska in the lead at 14-6-1. The Cornhuskers will go to Penn State, which is in last place. So you got to believe the Huskers are in pretty good shape there. Also ahead of Iowa, Michigan at 14-7 has to go to Michigan State. Minnesota at 12-6 will be hosting Purdue, which is 10-11. So, going to need a cut. Maryland is done at 15-9. So, Iowa's going to need to not only do well against Illinois, but have a combination of things happen to win the championship. But it is in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on that here today. Also, from the weekend, baseball on the field. He had Houston taking on the New York Yankees, and two very good teams going at it right there. Your Twins, your first-place Twins, took 2 out of 3 on the road in Cleveland before getting knocked around yesterday a little bit, but you were still happy with 2 out of 3.
Hard to sweep a team, especially a team the caliber of Cleveland, and very happy to get 2 out of 3 there. So the Twins one game ahead. Now, you know, go to interleague play, and no, they don't get San Diego. In comes Colorado, which is got one of the best records in baseball.
First place team as well.
Yeah.
And we'll have the games Tuesday and Wednesday coming up for you right here on KGYM with Colorado taking on the Twins. Cards, Cubs, more on this later, of course. And the Cards get 2 out of 3 from Chicago. Eddie Butler came through on Friday night for the Cubs, but then Adam Wainwright was the old Adam Wainwright yesterday. And Carlos Martinez did a good job as well for St. Louis, and Yadier Molina with 2 home runs yesterday. For the Cardinals as they get the victory in that one. Also, Players Championship, a little closer to home for us. Big, biggie, not a major, as much as NBC wants to salivate over the fact that it's a major, in their opinion. Siwoo Kim with the victory. And I'm kind of wondering what direction Siwoo Kim is going to go. Is he going to go the direction of others that have used that as a springboard into a very good career in the PGA Tour, or is he going to be the next Craig Perks? He's only 21 years old. Turned pro when he was 17. I remember this young man when he was 17. Moved from South Korea to Dallas with his family, and actually could not get... He was pro, but he couldn't get on the PGA Tour yet because you have to be 18 to play on the PGA Tour. And so joined at 18... Has had a very roller coaster career, to say the least. Has had some injuries, which, as a 21-year-old with a bad back, that kind of is a red flag right there. In fact, he today has pulled out of this week's Byron Nelson Classic because the back flared up yesterday.
It's not good.
No. Got some talent, certainly. Got some talent, and it was a very interesting Sunday down at the TPC
Sawgrass. He was very, very calm and went about his business and won the tournament by 3 strokes and arguably played, you know, had 3 rounds in the 60s and an even par round. So the thing I took away from it is, you know, this is a very tough golf course, but to see some of the top players in the world, J.B. Holmes, for example, playing in the final group, shot 84. Justin Rose shot 80. Jason Day shot 80. Graham McDowell shot 80. Do we enjoy seeing these guys suffer like that? Do you enjoy it?
I do a little bit, but maybe not to the tune of 80 and 84. But we were talking.
A lot of those strokes were lost on 17.
Right. And again, it's one of those situations where, and we talked about it before we got on the air here between the two of us, that is it the means to the end? You want to win the Players' Championship. It's very prestigious. There's no doubt about that. It's not a major, but it's a crown jewel as far as the PGA regular tour is concerned. But more important is everything that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
The 3-year exemptions, 5-year exemption on the tour, 3 years for the majors. You get to play in everything. Your career is set for the next 5 years, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the incentive that makes, you know, makes your swing a little shorter when you go back. Ian Poulter, who I thought played best yesterday from tee to green, but Siwoo Kim got up and down 10 out of 10 times, mm-hmm. which was pretty terrific. Poulter made a shot on 18.
If I'd have done that Saturday, I might have beat you.
Yes, Poulter on 18 had the shot, one of the shots of the tournament.
Oh, he did.
After a shank, he hit 108 yards over a palm tree.
Nearly jarred it.
And almost made it. So that was pretty amazing. But, you know, he's playing for his career. basically. And now it looks as though he's going to be in good shape here for a while. 319-366-1600. With that, a little bit of golf news from today. NCAA Regionals getting started. Iowa State in action. Iowa in action down at Baton Rouge. Hawkeyes struggled at the end today, and they are right now in 11th place out of 14 teams. Shot a plus 15 today. Host LSU tore it up. They were minus 12 as a team today. They've got a six-shot lead on Virginia at minus 6, Oregon at minus 1, Duke at plus 3, and Kentucky at plus 4. Top 5 move on. It's a three-day tournament, so two more days for Iowa to try to rebound out of that.
Yeah, Iowa's 11 strokes out of 5th, occupied by Kentucky right now. Hawkeyes led today by freshman Alex Shockey. The Hawkeyes' number 5 player, he shot even par 72. Carson Shockey, his older brother, notched a 75. Matthew Walker, Iowa's number 1 player, shot 77 with a double bogey on the last. Raymond Knoll, 79, with a triple bogey at the last. That last hole, Iowa had 2 doubles and a triple along with a bogey, so lost a lot of shots on what was their 18th hole, the 9th hole there in Baton Rouge. And Scott, Iowa State in action as well.
Iowa State down in Austin, Texas. And better news for Iowa State, they are tied for 4th after the first round. Texas, your leader, minus 7. Ole Miss, minus 2. Oklahoma State at plus 3. And then Iowa State and Arizona State, along with North Carolina State, all at plus 6. The College of Charleston right behind at plus 7. So a good round for Iowa State in round number 1. And the Cyclones were led by 2 players that shot even par, Nick Boak and also Denzel Arimia. Both shot even par 71 today.
Comments on the text line, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to learn more, it's jkainvest.com. 0056, I watched the Jeter ceremony. It was well done, but I didn't mind seeing them get beat by the Astros either.
Astros are good. They are a good baseball team.
Ryan, the food delivery guy, and we talked about this while we were on the golf course on Saturday, a little bit off topic, but did anyone notice the Iowa connections on the Minnesota softball team that won the Big Ten tournament this weekend?
Player of the year, Kendall Lindemann from Ankeny Centennial. She is a freshman and was player of the year in the Big Ten. And, of course, Pfizer from Benton Community, one of their pitchers up there for Minnesota.
Dave K., RIP to Powers Booth.
Yeah.
Actor in the final season.
Man, alive.
He played the legendary Jim Van Scoy in that movie, Iowa-based.
Yeah, too bad. Powers Booth, only 68, I believe, and passed away very suddenly today. And yeah, it hits home around here because obviously Z102.9, our sister station, had a lot to do with the filming of the final season. And they befriended a lot of people around here at Powers Booth. And to see him pass away today very suddenly like that kind of hits close to home a little bit.
Yeah, of course, that movie based on the final baseball season for Norway, the coach Kent Stock, still very active here in town. And you know, that was Rick Swan, our own Rick Swan, who's on Rob FM right now, played the one and only Scott Unash, who called that championship game.
Names were changed to protect the innocent.
It wasn't Scott Unash in the movie.
No, it was not. It was not. Yeah, I called that game. I called all the games that year for Norway in the tournament trail. But I was.
What'd you have to show for it?
I was told I was too young looking. I took that as a compliment by the movie.
I wonder how Rick took it. We'll get him in there.
Maybe at the end. We're going to get him in. Okay, we're going to get him in at the end. All right. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit.
He probably talked to Powers Booth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll have more on that coming up here.
Race to Win.
All right, there you go. There's the music. We're going to get Alex to come in, and we're going to take caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 to play Race to Win. 3 of our prizes are off the playing table right now. Hurricane Grill and Wangs, 13 at Stocker Jewelers Pulsar Watch, and the Sunkist Portable Basketball Shooting Game. Those are out. But we're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. Give us a call, 319-366-1600. We'll play Race to Win. We'll talk to Jeff Linder as well after we come back.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO. DePACO Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePACO.com.
DePACO Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 325. We're going to talk with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette about the state track and field meet. We'll do that coming up here in a little bit. Also, a little tidbit today from the Big Ten as far as football is concerned. We'll get to that, and we'll talk to Rick about him about his recollections with Powers Booth. Mm-hmm. All that coming up here on the program. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. But right now, we're going to play Race to Win, and we need a contestant. We have Mike from North Liberty joining us here this afternoon. Mike, how are you?
Doing good.
Doing good. Mike, you've been keeping track of all the squares? You know how this is played, everything?
Yes, I do.
All right, great. So you know that squares 4, 7, 9, 10, 20, and 24, they've been taken care of. So
this could be the big one.
We shall see here. So, Mike, we are ready to go. And if you will, go ahead and choose one of the squares.
I'm going to go with number 11.
Okay, number 11. Let's see what's under that square.
$60 gift card from the Ox Yoke Inn.
All right, Ox Yoke Inn, very good place to eat. What is going to match that?
Number 19.
Number 19. Let's see what we got.
$60 gift card from the Ox Yoke Inn.
Hey!
Hey! Mike gets good food. $60 from the Ox Yoke Inn will be going out to you, Mike, and congratulations on that. Appreciate you calling in and listening today.
All right, thank you.
We're going to put you on hold, and Alex is going to get some information from you coming up here, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, so Mike from North Liberty, and scratch another one out here.
It's not the big one.
Not big one still out there.
It's a nice one, not the big one, though.
The six-pack of general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. By the way, their practice is underway. Will Power won the Grand Prix over the weekend. Practice underway, and they had a little wall banging about 30 minutes ago. Jack Harvey, first again in the wall, if you had that going. So
we got folks texting us with the winning numbers for what they believe is the big one. You know, but the key is to be caller 6. And you'll have an opportunity to do that during the Todd Brommel Camp show with Alex Kuhn.
Yep. So Another opportunity to do that. And don't forget, before 7 o'clock tonight, another chance for you to win $100 a day in the month of May as well. And we will do that sometime between now and 7 o'clock here tonight. All right, we're going to take another quick break, come back. Jeff Linder will join us. We'll talk some about the state track and field meets coming up after this.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're an entrepreneur, you have better things to do than reapply for funding every time you need capital. With Cabbage, you can be approved for a line of credit of up to $150,000, not just a one-time loan. Withdraw from your line anytime you need funds and only pay for what you take. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 businesses with more than $3 billion in funding. Go to cabbage.com/radio or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, KABBAGE.com/radio.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig can help you.
Hey, Craig. I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes. We have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
3:30, right on the button here, Monday edition of the gym class on KGYM. Boston and Washington coming up later on tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with ESPN's coverage at that time, 7:05 for the tip-off, as the Eastern Conference will finally get their final taken care of. Cleveland's been waiting the past 10 days, I believe, so that will be coming up later tonight, and we'll have it for you right here on KGYM. We have coming up on Wednesday the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will be over in Vinton at the Virginia Gay Hospital for this week's edition of Lunchbox Heroes, brought to you by the great folks at Built by Pros. And they're going to be feeding and saying thank you to some of the workers over there in Vinton. That'll be coming up on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Coming up this weekend, it will be the state track and field meet, the co-ed meet, and covering that for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Doing a great job with that is Jeff Linder, and you can read his stuff at thegazette.com, and joins us here on a Monday edition of the program. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, and I bet it's going to be better weather this time in Des Moines than it was a couple weeks ago.
Couldn't possibly be any worse.
Was that the worst weather you've ever experienced?
Oh, I was there in 93 or 4 the year it snowed when Carl Lewis was there, and that wasn't much fun.
No. But it didn't snow this time, at least.
No, but it sure rained. I think snow would have been better. But they're saying 60s and 70s, and some rain on Friday and Saturday, maybe. I can't imagine it'll be a total, you know, washout, but we'll see. It'll be what it'll be, and they'll run, and they'll jump, and they'll throw, and we'll write.
I enjoyed very much, Jeff, your tweets, kind of doping out each class and boys and girls, actually showing your pad of paper there as you went through it. 4A boys, it's pretty tight. Iowa City West has a shot, right?
If they compete the way they did at districts, they've got a very good shot. They had a great district meet down at City High last week, and if they can match that performance, they'll be right in the money, right in the mix.
How about Prairie?
Probably not state championship caliber this year. You lose Jalen Rima and some of the and Tyson Van Drask and some of those guys, and it's you know, obviously some rebuilding to do, but they've got Joa Banks, and that's a really good place to start. And Marty Borseth. So, you know, they're going to score some points. I think they're a top 10 team, top five, maybe an outside shot at that.
Well, Kennedy's been running very well, kind of peaking at the right time. West is peaking at the right time. Waukee's probably carrying the torch from Central Iowa anyway. And you can't forget about Western Dubuque, who's had just a terrific spring.
They really have. And, you know, kudos to them. They're a really good team. Their sprints are as good as anybody. 4x1 and 4x2 were Drake Relays champs. And for a quote-unquote small 4A, they're very competitive. And they could be, I think their ceiling is probably third place. And if they could come home with a third-place trophy, that'd be terrific.
3A boys, it looks like Marion and Mount Vernon are going to really battle it out. Do you have any update on Tristan Wirfs? Just has had a phenomenal spring in the shot put and discus.
I would say he's probable. He's better than possible, I think. I think it's just a sprain, and I don't think the swelling was too bad. I don't know anything concrete, but from what I'm kind of hearing off the record, I think he's going to throw.
You won the conference on one leg, right?
Yeah. I mean, 58 feet,
yeah.
Terrific. I mean, some years that'd be a state championship throw, and to do that without a spin and basically, you know, just off one leg, that says a lot about the kid.
Well, Marion and Mount Vernon and Wallert, can't forget about them. They battled it out. They were all at the same qualifying meet. And you throw Sergeant Bluff Luton in there, and we saw what they did in the boys' basketball tournament, so we know they got athletes over there. But it's going to go right down to the wire in 3A boys.
Yeah, and, you know, Marion's got the two really good distance runners. They got Blair Brooks. Their sprint relays were a little bit better than I expected last Thursday. So that could be a difference maker if their sprint relays can do that again. Mount Vernon's got Tristan Wirfs, and they've got their middle distance crew that's probably the best in 3A. So I think it's going to be a really good race again.
Skip down to 1A boys in Lisbon, you say, is a slight favorite. What's going to determine that class?
Well, you know, they're a really good team. They're going up probably against a Pekin team that's got some good relays. They're top-seeded in the distance med, the 4x1 and 4x4. Lisbon's probably got a little bit more all the way across the board with their 400 to 800 crew led by Jack Buttress. I don't think either team is going to score much in the field events, so it's going to pretty much be determined by what happens on the track.
Yep, and of course, 2A's got Mid Prairie's got a shot maybe to get top three, but an outside shot anyway.
Yeah, that's going to go to Central Iowa, probably Central or Southeast Iowa, maybe Western Iowa. Madrid has the Santee kid, who's a really good sprinter. Albia's got some super relays. KPWC has the Phelps kid, who's the younger brother of Kiana Phelps, who's now throwing at Oregon.
Very good bloodlines right there. Jeff Linder joining us here at 3:36 on the Monday edition of the program. Let's turn it over to the girls, and it looks like another CIML champion is going to be in the works in 4A. As good as West has had this spring, Waukee is just really, really good.
Yeah. You know, West is very, very good. Valerie Welch is going to get them a lot of points. They're going to get a lot out of the throws and out of their distance kids. Waukee's just so darn complete. They're supposed to score in 15 events. They're supposed to double score in five, and that's just really hard to compete with. Waukee is projected to score in the 120s, which is ridiculous. If you get over 100, you know, you're a dynamite team, and 120, 130, you know, that's a ton of points, and that's going to be they're going to have to come back to the pack and really underperform for somebody to catch them.
The metro area has had some terrific individuals over the years, Jeff, whom you've covered, but never a team championship out of the metro area.
Never. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Do you have any theory? Is it the Central Iowa dominance or what?
No. You know, right now it's Waukee. And they're the second biggest school in the state. I think they've got, I might be exaggerating, but I think I know they've got over 100 girls out. I think it might be closer to 130 to 140. And, you know, with that kind of depth, you're going to find talent, and they've got it. The Iowa City schools have been running ahead of the metro schools, and I really attribute that a lot to the middle school programs down there. You know, Linmar has kind of caught up into that mix, and you know, I think they've got a really nice team that's capable of scoring well. They might get into the top three, definitely top five. So, as far as theories, I guess I would say maybe that the Cedar Rapids schools are a little bit behind just because of the middle school programs.
Yeah, hopefully can rectify that and start to anyway. 3A, this kind of been assumptions class for a while, but Pella's going to give them a run. Bent Community is going to score some points too, I know.
Yeah. Pella's projected to outscore Assumption. I think it's 85-77. I'm still taking Assumption. Joy Ripslinger is seated at top three, top four, top five in all her events. She could win them all. So that's going to be some added points. You know, both teams are going to score from a lot of directions. Assumption doesn't have much in the field events, and Pella has a little. But they're both really good teams, but I'd still be surprised if Assumption didn't win it.
2A girls, Cascades the lose.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Behind the relays, preface this by saying that the River Valley Conference is awesome. It's possible that they could go something like 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-5. Mm. Mid Prairie has the Hostetler girls that you know, could go 1-2 in the 15, the 8, and the 3,000, and that's 54 points there if that happens. Monticello has a good middle distance crew. North Cedar's got good 400, 800 kids. But yeah, it's Cascades to win or lose. They're going to probably come into Saturday in a dogfight, but they, other than maybe the 100, they probably will score in every event Saturday and could run away with it.
River Valley Conference, just
that's a good league.
It is a good league.
And Anamosa joins in 2 years, and that'll make it a little bit stronger. And, you know, all those schools in that league are good at something, and some of them are very good at a lot of things.
True. Very much so. 1A, Sigourney, from around the area.
I'm calling this Barthelmania with the Barthelman sisters. Between the two of them, they're projected to win four events and finish third in a couple others. And, you know, in 1A, that might win it.
Of course.
And a couple really good, really fast kids there.
Yeah, and very good track program over the years, and probably running second. You tweeted this out, I know, last week. We're going to have Maple Valley, Antonoto, Charter Oak, Ute coming next year. Is this true?
Yeah.
MVAOCOU?
Yeah. Wouldn't you think they could come up with something better than that?
I got to think it's hopefully in the works.
And they're in the same league as OABCIG.
Well, I will tell you what, as a broadcaster, that will be a game I will never call.
to me, that would be Ida Grove against Maple Valley.
Yeah, yeah, or get it very simple or something like that. Hey, since we last talked with you, some very interesting things popping up. First of all, Jamie Prindy Brandt going to Iowa City Liberty be their first girls basketball coach. Very good hire again by Scott Kibbe there, and plus that opens up a really plum job around Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, he's had a really good run of hires here from the AD job all the way down. And Jamie's, you know, as much of a headliner in that group as any of them. It makes perfect sense, you know, on a family note. Instead of, it's going to save her probably an hour and a half on the road a day.
Right. And with a youngster at work. With a youngster at home.
And with a 9-month-old kid, well, I guess by that time it'll be a year and a half year old boy. It makes sense. I know she hated to leave, and I know it was a pretty emotional deal, but you got to do things for your family sometimes. And, you know, that's an exciting place. And it's not going to take long for their programs at Liberty to be awfully, awfully good.
And then we got softball right around the corner, of course.
Yeah, and My stuff will be in the paper Tuesday, kind of a short turnaround on that, but it's going to be a good softball season in the metro and in the area. I think I would guess there will be three teams in the top 10 in 5A from the metro. I think Jefferson and Kennedy and Prairie are all probably your top 10 teams, and a couple of them might be top five.
Wow. Yeah, and that's also been a while since a Metro team has brought home a state championship as far as the big class is concerned.
Yeah, it has. Linmar got close a couple times. Jefferson got really close a couple times. But, it's been a long time. I don't think the Metro's had a champ since Jeff went back-to-back in the late 90s. Is that right?
I think so. I'd have to double-check for sure, but that sounds right. So,
I know they won it in 97-98, and I don't think we've had a champ since.
Yeah, it's been almost 20 years, so
yeah.
We're due.
Overdue.
For that anyway. Well, hopefully great weather will be over there in Des Moines. Everybody that covers track deserves it after Drake a couple weeks ago. So
yeah, and the kids deserve it.
Yes.
They deserve to have the opportunity to compete at their highest level. And I'm sure we're going to have some windows of very good weather. I think Thursday's supposed to be really nice. Friday, we may have some showers and storms. But, that's why they have lights out there, I guess.
Yeah, and of course, the must-see event, I think, is going to be the implements as far as the guys are concerned.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It'll be a little bit different than Drake because you've got Werfs and Coker and Brinkman, but they're all in different classes. But that's okay. That's the premier event right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Follow it all on Twitter. Follow Jeff on Twitter, thegazette.com. I'll have all kinds of stuff leading up to the track meet and softball and baseball stuff coming up as well. Jeff, always appreciate it, and have a good time this weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us here on the Gym Class here on KGYM. 3:45 here on the program, and we will go ahead. We'll take a break, come back, and have more for you on a Monday edition of the show. We'll do it right after this.
Severe weather can sneak up fast, and Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
The real estate market in the Cedar Rapids area is red hot. In a hot market, you can make a lot of money selling your home, but you can also get burned. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty sells your house fast and for more money. Don't get burned in this hot real estate market and leave money on the table because you don't know the ropes. Doug and Pinnacle would be glad to put a sold sign on your home in near record time. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
3:47, back with you here on the Gym Class and KGYM. It is the Monday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, we will talk Major League Baseball. We'll do that with Cal Eldred. Plenty to talk about. Of course, Derek Jeter's number being retired. Cubs, Cardinals from over the weekend. Yankees and the Astros from over the weekend as well. So plenty to discuss with Cal. We'll do that coming up on the program on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it'll be Caddy Smack. Looking forward to bringing that to you. A couple things here. We mentioned the golf going on Iowa and Iowa State. This also, Mark, Big Ten athletic directors today. And I'm not sure this is from Adam Rittenberg, our friend from ESPN.com, who covers college football, the Big Ten as well. Says he tweeted out the Big Ten athletic directors met today with the heads of seven high school athletic associations, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and our very own state of Iowa, and two National Federation of High School Sport representatives to discuss Friday night football games and other topics. They did meet today. All it says is the Big Ten is proceeding with the limited schedule of Friday games. Was it one of those deals? Okay, we're going to give you a meeting, but you're not changing our mind.
We've already decided.
Because in the, I like to quote him so often, in the words of the great Ned Beatty, who played Dean Martin from Back to School, in all fairness, it was a really big check. So there you go. Nothing's going to change as far as Friday night football, I'm sure, is concerned in the Big Ten.
Not likely, no. Nope. They're playing a U.S. Open local qualifier at Spirit Hollow in Burlington, one of our favorite courses. Very tough track. Not all the scores are final as yet, but I can tell you Michael Wirtz, a professional, is the leader at minus two. He shot 70. Andrew O'Brien, an amateur, and Michael Roeders, a pro, each at 72. A lot of familiar names in Eastern Iowa over there. Sean McCarty, after shooting one under in the front, finished three over, 75. Ryan Schrimper, a professional here in town, plus four, 76. And really not sure how many will advance to sectional qualifying out of there. Usually only a handful at most.
True. And be a great day to play. A little windy today, but not too bad. Be a great day to get out on the golf course, as they say. Great day for a Game 7 tonight as well between Washington and Boston. We'll have it for you beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll join up with ESPN's coverage and then have it at 7:05 for you. Now, coming, we mentioned earlier on today that we had the unfortunate passing of Powers Booth, who passed away at the age of 68. We bring in Rick Swan from across the hall at Rob FM.
That's right.
How's everything at Rob today?
It's rocking.
All right. That's $20 for me. I just broke two.
We have to charge you for saying that.
Yeah, trademark rules right there. We learned that in our meeting today. You got to see Powers Booth a little bit during the filming of the final season, I know. Great guy.
He is. He was a great guy. And I'm reading a lot of, you know, you can tell from the people he's acted with over the years, just outpouring of emotion from them today, of course. But I had a unique chance there to spend a little bit of time with him and just really observe him. There was a time when both he and I were getting hair and makeup done at the same time. And we also shared lunch a few times together during the filming of the final season. And he couldn't have been nicer to me or to anyone around. And you can just genuinely tell when somebody's a good person. And he just treated everybody the same. Very kind.
Played Jim Van Skoy, the legendary Norway coach, and I thought very well.
He did a great job with that. Yeah, that role.
And I thought you did a great job playing Scott Unett, Rick.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But I think Powers and that entire cast really had a good time here in town in Cedar Rapids.
They did.
And just a genuine, good guy, very kind person.
What do you remember? What his famous line was from that movie?
There were so many that. Was it the one where he talked about the ball going on the train and went all the way to Chicago?
That was one. But I was thinking of we grow ball players like corn,
right? Or something. yeah.
Or something like that. That's what I remember from the movie. But yeah, too bad.
It's sad. Yeah, it's a sad passing.
Yeah, it really is. But he passes away at the age of 68. So go watch the final season tonight and. Have a nice a nice toast to Powers Booth, if you will.
He's a good man.
Now, you'll be back with us on Wednesday. We'll talk some golf.
Okay. Yep.
And
thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. From Rob FM. There's another $10. Rob FM. Rick joining us from across the hall over there.
We had heard that. Of course, the movie came out 10 years ago, 2007, and we heard during the filming that, you know, these guys, Powers Booth, Sean Astin, and others, really kind of embraced the whole community and the whole process behind making the movie. Now, you know, they were both in other movies as well, but we heard that, just what Rick Swan said in his experiences with Powers Booth.
Yeah, and he will be missed by Hollywood and people around here. All right, final break. Come back, wrap it up for a Monday edition of the Gym Class after this.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight, in theaters June 23rd. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at AutoZone and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
All right, this whole thing is not going as planned.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? A reason why there's a supermarket employee there to help you, even though it's called self-checkout. So forget figuring out the produce code for apples and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
Back with, like big vacation.
Whoa, I hit the wrong thing, Mark. That happens every once in a while. Wasn't even a holiday weekend or anything like that, so I apologize for that. I apologize. We'll get the name of our winner. Pete from Cedar Rapids is our winner.
Terrific.
Of the $100 in the month of May today. That's brought to you by Toyota of Iowa City. Thank you very much for everybody down there for helping us out with that. We do always appreciate it.
Mariner Game 7 tonight, the Washington Wizards at the Boston Celtics. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM, 7 o'clock tip.
Tonight, the Boston-Washington series has been a little bit contentious. I don't think there's any doubt now San Antonio-Golden State is going to be contentious. I didn't catch a lot of the game yesterday. I did see that Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio had that 20-plus point lead, and then Leonard got hurt. Whether you think it was intentional or not, I've seen it happen in that fashion before, how that injury occurred. The thing is with Greg, and what's eating at Greg Popovich right now is the fact that the offender has had a history.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe there's going to be retaliation? You think Steph Curry or somebody's going down for the Golden State Warriors?
That's a really good question. You target Curry or do you target Durant?
Or Draymond Green?
Yeah.
Do you do it in Golden State or do you wait for the series to come back to San Antonio?
There's a lot of stuff that happens in the NBA that people don't even see.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But Greg Popovich was pretty, pretty animated.
I know Leonard's good, but how do you lose a 25-point?
Yeah, it's not just one guy. I mean, the fact that the shock of him going out, they won the Houston deciding game without Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly can beat Golden State, I think, without Kawhi Leonard. I hope there's no retaliation. I hope there's not, but I'm not. Never say never, Mark.
I wouldn't.
In the world of sports.
No.
I guess. More on that, more on Cubs, Cardinals, more on Iowa baseball coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up next right here on KGYM. They'll have more opportunities for you to play Race to Win. We had a winner today. Congratulations going out to Mike from North Liberty. He's going to have a great night at the Oxio again coming up. So more prizes, including the Indy 500 tickets, Minnesota Twins tickets, and a lot more coming up during Race to Win. They'll play here in just a little bit.
Thanks for your texts, your interactions today. Last one, 54-76. If it's like hockey, you don't go after the stars.
True. That's true. That's a hockey thing, though. Leonard's, I don't know about a basketball thing. All right, we'll talk to Cal Elder, talk some Major League Baseball coming your way tomorrow right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great Monday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your